This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
All right, David, before I go with you, let me take care of a little business. Hey, Frank Piega. Get the hell out of here. Sean, block his stupid ass. First of all, this is called the Big O Radio Show. I talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about, asshole. So if I want to talk about politics or I want to talk about crypto, music, entertainment, or sports, it's my fucking show, dude. You get the hell out of here. So I don't care, bro. I'm not here. I'm not put in a corner. I don't work for a corporation. I work for myself. So, too bad if you're a Democrat or Republican. I slam both. I don't care about either side. But I'm smart enough to tell you the stupidity of Democrats and the stupidity of Republicans. That's it. You're butt hurt. Don't listen. Don't watch. Get out of here, bro. I don't give a shit. That's the problem with some of you. You think I get nervous or worried about it? I don't answer to nobody. I'm my own man. I've always been my own man. Even when I was on a radio station run by a corporation, I'm my own man. Frank, you're out of here, clown. This is my show, not yours. So if I want to slam Biden or Trump or anyone I want to slam, I'm going to slam them, including you, Frank. So...
There you go, Big O. I second that.
Some asshole's going to come out and tell me what to talk about. Get the hell out of here, bro. You don't like it? Get out of here. You want great Dolphin information and heat and all that? I'll give it to you. Been doing it for 30 years. I talk about everything else. You don't like it, bro? Go find the segments and download them if you want. Hold it there. Let's go.
You know,
yeah, I mean,
last night we were watching the Big Ocean.
Like, you know, like they think they're gonna run your show and oh, I'm here for sports. Well, screw you, bro. I'm here to talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And if I want to talk about my foot operation, I'll talk about my foot operation. If I want to talk about my diet, I'm gonna talk about my diet. Too fucking bad, bro. The hell are you, Frank? There's one rule on this show, bro. Don't tell the host what to do. Okay, that's not going to end well for you. I'm 57 and I'm my own man. I don't need to answer to anybody. Not to you, Frank, clown. All right, let's go. How you feeling, bro? Good?
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling, I think I'm feeling a little bit better than you, but I think I'm feeling pretty good after you got that round off your chest.
I love unloading on these assholes who think like, you know, yeah, it's like, bro, I've been working at this for 34 years. You think I worry about people like you? I don't care, bro. You don't want to follow me? Go ahead. Get lost. I don't care. You know, it's like some other – it's like, bro, I'm not here to compete with anybody. What I do, nobody does. We're a full talk show. You know, we're not just one sport or whatever. We're a full talk show. So I'm not here to compete with anybody. Either you accept who I am and how I talk about things and maybe enlighten your ass on a lot of things. But if you don't want to because you're closed-minded, I can't help you, dude. I can't help you. So, you know, it's just typical of these kind of people, bro. Anyway. All right, bro. So
it's also you see it on Twitter all the time. People just comment. Like, I mean, I cover the Dolphins, but if I want to go, if I'm tweeting NBA playoffs because I'm watching it on a given night, if I want to tweet up a messy goal, anything else. Yeah.
You're the football guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Stick to football, bro.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, dude. Yeah, because that's all I know. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Fantastic. It's just that they do the same thing to me in crypto. And it's like, yo, bro, my portfolio is up 60%. The hell are you talking about? Yeah, I actually do know what the hell I'm talking about, but whatever. Let's get into a couple pre-draft things that are, and it's all Tyreek involved. First of all, on this podcast, where he talked about Mike McDaniel calling him out, you heard the soundbite, right?
Yeah. that he appreciated it. And yeah, that he feels it makes him better and all that.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of all that?
Good on Mike McDaniel. Because I think sometimes people see him from the outside and think, does he actually go and talk to his star players and get it into their ass and chew them out? And so good on him that you know, we know that he does. I think that he did that. I mean, I know a lot of people see him for the jokes he makes, and we love him for that in the media, but during his press conferences and stuff. But at his core, he is still a football coach, so that's number one, his responsibility, and good on him to go ahead and even give it to the star player, and that sets a precedent for anyone else on the team that hey, Tyreek Hill can get it, and so can you.
Yeah. Well, no, and for me, that's what I loved about it, is that Mike is going to call people up, because I've heard that behind the scenes, he actually does take his own mistakes hard. He does mother F players, you know, but we don't see that. But again, that's kind of like Chris Greer. I'm sure he may have some disagreements or something, but publicly, you probably will never see him say anything bad about anybody, because that's just not his style. And McDaniel publicly, like Spo, I'm sure Spo behind the scenes rips into people all the time, because that's kind of been known that he will do that. But publicly, will Spo ever rip a player? No, he'll never rip a player, no matter what. He'll just, you know, he'll PC work through it. You've been on that beat too, you know. And so it's just the way they're, but it's great. Now on the flip side, for me on the Tyreek thing, it kind of like, for me, Tyreek now is the Peanuts teacher. Wah, 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 wah. It's all just white noise. I was talking about it and yesterday, it's just white noise. It's just blank noise that I hear coming from him now. You know, I just don't want to hear anymore, oh, I'm going to be a terror to the Kansas City Chiefs this week, that, boom, boom. And he's the reason why they lost the game in that first Kansas City game. You know, Mike McDaniel may be ripping him for the second game, but the first game, Tyreek lost all by himself, pretty much dropping the bomb, which would have been points, 3 or 7, and the fumble, which was 7 points. He pretty much gave the game away himself, you know, that week. And then to tell me, you know, oh, I got to be better and all that. And, you know, he told the other podcast, oh, I got to be better off the field and all that. You know, we've heard all of this, bro. Talk is cheap. It's time to put up or shut up. Like I put out a few weeks ago, this is his last year here. They didn't ask for any money. They sent pretty much, this message was sent this offseason. You're not, you know, he wants Tua to change. Well, Tua didn't use him in Hawaii. He went with Teron and Jalen Ramsey, okay? I don't see Tyreek being a part of a lot of other guys' camps and all that kind of stuff. It's been kind of a quiet thing. They needed money badly in the offseason. They didn't even go to him. Message has been sent. He's on double secret probation. And over this next year, if he wants to play another year with them, he's going to have to be on his best behavior. So for me, that's where I'm at with Tyreek. It's like, dude, I know you're a hell of a player. How about dropping the baggage finally? You know what I'm saying? So like the talk is cheap. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I do like that he takes the coaching seriously. So that he does go out and say publicly, yeah, I mean, I need to be better. I took that to myself and that I need to improve and I need to show out for this team based on that. And he always seems to take accountability publicly. So we hear him in his press conferences. And I remember coming back from the bye last November when he got married. And then he was saying all this about, I'm going to be a changed man and this and that. And then now a lot of the stuff that we found out later, the paternity suits and the lawsuit with the Instagram model, that we know that stuff actually occurred before that. So he was coming off of it And then saying, okay, then we start finding out what those things were, what those incidents were that he was talking about, that he's going to change his ways from. But then he still had incidents that came after that, like the whole dispute over his divorce, alleged divorce. And then he's saying he never tried to do, and then the flicking of the unlit cigar and all this. The police had to be called to his house, and so that was after that. And then we have him saying again, sort of some all these things. It almost feels like a broken record. He keeps saying these things, but then the incidents keep popping up. So yeah, it's time to make it action instead of words that you want to hear from Tyreek as far as off the field. And then I think this draft will be telling if the Dolphins do take a wide receiver earlier than expected, because we don't look at we look at wide receiver 4. Okay, the Dolphins need a wide receiver 3. They've offered Odell Beckham so that he could be that third wide receiver after Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. But if we look at their draft needs as, okay, in the trenches, O-line, D-line, edge defender, because there's questions about Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb coming off their injuries. But if they end up going receiver earlier than expected, and it's not just for that wide receiver 3, then that could be that contingency plan for going forward of, all right, now this is a guy we're pairing with Jalen Waddle in the future, and his rookie year, he's going to be the wide receiver 3. Behind Tyreek and Jalen, but then future, it's going to be Jalen Waddle and insert whoever is that drafted receiver. So that could be interesting if we do see that Thursday or Friday night.
That would be that, you know, that I just want him to kind of cut all the bullshit out and maybe focus on everything here. And then maybe, you know, here's the other thing that came out today. He was insulted that Kansas City gave Pacheco the number 10 number. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one, but it was funny because I always thought, oh, I see number 10, and I'm like, wait, Tyreek Hill? No, wait, he's on the Dolphins now. What's going on? Oh, that's Pacheco now.
So, that first year. Let me read it. Let me read you the quote. I have it here because I was going to talk about it later, but I figure I'd bring it up with you because he felt disrespected. Is what he said. He goes, Kansas City got a really good running back. He's a dog. You can hear and see every step he takes. He runs so hard. He told the Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast. I did feel disrespected when they gave him the 10, though. I didn't like that. There's only one 10 now. There should only be one 10 in your heart. See, and here's my problem with today's athlete, because it's not a Tyreek thing. This is today's athlete. Dude, you were there for 6 years. You weren't there for a career. 6 years is not a career, you know? And by the way, just for fun, in 6 years, ready? 1239 and 9, 1276 and 15, 860 and 7, 1479 and 12, 1183 and 7, 593 and 6. Those are yards and touchdowns. 2 years in Miami, 1799, 13, 1710, 7. Brother, you're building a better legacy here than you were there, actually, to be quite honest. But again, in 6 of your years, 2 of them, you got 860 and 593. Your first year and your fourth year, where you only played 12 games. So you have 2 of your 4 years that were substandard years as it is. How do you expect them to retire or put the 10 like, yeah, you won a title, big deal. You weren't there for a whole lifetime. You weren't there for like 10 or 11 or 12 years, and then you went somewhere else for your final year or two and then retired or whatever. No, then I can understand. But 6 years and really only 4 dynamic years out of the 6, we're supposed to like retire your number again, kind of like Frank Piega, un descaro.
You have him by name and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. 6 years. I mean, I'm thinking in football terms, that's more than in other sports. I do think of like Chris Bosh with the Miami Heat. His number, it hangs in the rafters at what is now Kaseya Center. So, and he ended up, I mean, he was there for the 4 of the big 3, and then he had the blood clot starting the next couple of seasons. So kind of like 6-ish So I'm just thinking of a comparison. Yeah, I mean, it was six Pro Bowl seasons, all of them for Tyreek Hill. I know he had, early on it was as a returner and then an elite receiver. And then obviously things ended the way they did. Now, Chris Bosh, things ended on good terms between him and the organization. Just he had the health concerns with the blood clots. He would have been with the Heat much longer had it not been for that. Tyreek Hill, he was looking for his money, and then he ends up getting a trade so that he could get paid the highest wide receiver salary with another organization. Dolphins were willing to pay, so that's how he ends up here. So, yeah, I mean, different terms that they leave their organizations on. And then the Chiefs, they go and they win two Super Bowls back-to-back once he's out of there, and they have another number 10. So, now, Tyreek Hill was there for a lot of playoff wins, a lot of playoff runs, and one Super Bowl that was won at Hard Rock Stadium. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a fringe on the border legacy for Tyreek Hill in Kansas City as far as.
They won two without you. You left right, and they kept winning.
Now, they had to make the decision on the jersey before winning those Super Bowls. So they did allow it before that, before they had access to that information. But it is telling then to go and win back-to-back Super Bowls after that, which I know he talked about as well, it bothered him a little bit at first, and then that he was able to eventually get over and really honestly wholeheartedly congratulate his former teammates.
You're a piece. You're not the most important piece. You're not the reason. Yeah. You just helped along the way like all the others. But we all know the reasons why you're winning. It's because of Brett Veach. It's because of the head coach and because of the quarterback. That's it. It's your front office, your head coach, and the quarterback, and Chris Jones. That those are the reasons why the Kansas City Chiefs are the Kansas City Chiefs, bro. You have a Mahomes and a Chris Jones. You have an Andy Reid, bro. Are you kidding me? I mean, that those are centerpieces. Everything else is interchangeable.
As far as the pass catchers, he was felt to be number two to tight end Travis Kelce. As far as what the Chiefs had in Travis Kelce at tight end, they deemed less replaceable anywhere else than replacing Tyreek Hill at wide receiver. Granted, they have all these ops and everything going on, and the wide receiver core hasn't been as strong in Kansas City since he left, but Patrick Mahomes still finds a way. He gets out of these midseason ruts with those guys, ends up pulling them up from their bootstraps and taking them to Super Bowls back-to-back seasons. So it's just more credit to him as a quarterback.
Yeah. All right. So where are you leaning now in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, I made my prediction in Sun Sentinel, and I'm sticking with it. Graham Barton I like as an interior offensive lineman who can maybe then in the future move to tackle once you don't have Terron Armstead. I know we've thrown out whether it could be Austin Jackson going to left tackle, going back there, and then maybe whoever you bring in is a right tackle later, or if it's just straight up going to left tackle. He has the positional versatility that he can play all five on the line. I think he's a good athlete that would bode well for Mike McDaniel's outside zone run blocking scheme. So I like him from those standpoints. And if it's a trade down scenario where you have him and Jackson Powers Johnson, and even if one of the D tackles is there, and you just and some of the other offensive tackles are around, and you just have a lot of guys that you like, I would love a trade down scenario to also add a third round pick. But if a lot of the guys that you're targeting are off the board, and I know Barton has also been creeping up some draft boards, so then maybe if you want him, you do have to take him there. But all that said, if Latu is there, if Byron Murphy is there, if Jared Verse would be there, which I don't think he would be, Latu would be more realistic, then you probably just have to jump on that and then just take them as a best player available, which also fills a position of need at 21.
Follow him on Twitter at David Ferronis. Make sure you call my friends at Welt and Rayom at 954-966-4646. Consultation is completely free. They can help you with personal injury, bankruptcy, homeowner property damage, condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation. They do it all. 954-966-4646. And subscribe to the Sun Sentinel and follow my man, David Ferronis, there. David, we will catch up on Friday. We'll get your thoughts on the Dolphins' first round pick on Friday, my friend. Have a terrific one. Appreciate you.
Excellent. Sounds great. Thank you.
You got it. There you go. David Fornes with our Welt and Realm Miami Dolphins report.